This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Late Show. Steve Thompson in for Henry. He sat in for Chad Hartman between noon and 3, Timberwolves Media Day. And you can catch highlights of that online, WCCRadio.com, or on the free Odyssey app. Use the Rewind feature. There is no hotter team in town than the Minnesota Golden Gopher football team. They are 4-0. They've blown out four consecutive opponents, including in the Big Ten opener, Michigan State on the road in East Lansing. And joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Andy Greeter of the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Andy, I hope all is well.
Yeah, things are great, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to visit with you. A little chill in the air. Football weather for sure. This Golden Gopher football team has just come out of the gate and four blowout victories. It's been really impressive. Now, granted, they didn't play the toughest non-conference schedule, but they blew out all three opponents. Then you figure, all right, it's going to get a whole lot tougher, and they just go out and thump Michigan State on the road. That was total domination, especially on the road in the Big Ten.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the fact that they were a three-point favorite and 134-7 just goes to show how complete of a performance that was against the Michigan State team that was ranked 11th 2 weeks ago. And, you know, as accordingly, the Gophers are now a ranked team in both AP and coaches poll. But I think it's just how convincing it's been. You know, it hasn't just been blowout wins. It's been, you know, the starting defense has given up 3 points in four games. They've got three punts in four games. They've got three opposing drives into the red zone. They lead the nation in third down conversion rate. They lead the nation in stopping opponents on third down. And I can go on down the list. They're not just beating teams. They're setting records along the way and leading the nation in a lot of these categories. And yeah, like you said, I mean, they had three really weak opponents. I don't think there was a weaker non-conference schedule in the Power Five, maybe outside of Michigan, but they took care of business. And then it was wondering, you know, are they going to be able to do the same kind of thing against Michigan State? And the fact that they were, I think, really turned some heads, not only locally, but nationally.
Yeah, and great running attack. Mo Ibrahim's just been outstanding. Now kind of on the Heisman Trophy radar, and why not? Went down with that injury a year ago, injury after injury among the running backs, but Mo, four games in, has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think the Heisman Trophy hype is a little bit outside of the purview of what's attainable. I'm not quite sure that that's possible for a running back at Minnesota, just given the fact that it's such a quarterback-centric award and also an award that goes to the best player on the best teams. And I don't know if the Gophers will quite be in that conversation when all is said and done. But, yeah, I mean, it's fun to toss out there. I don't know exactly how much that is you know, reality-based. But I think what's interesting with Mo is, you know, he's been leading the nation in yards after contact. He had 315 yards after contact through three games. That's over 100 yards after he gets hit. That is just video game-like numbers. And he was doing the same thing on Saturday as well. I remember one swing pass into the flat where he just ran over a safety, Big Ten caliber safety. And just it's the way that he runs that I think really turns heads. The fact that he's not the fastest guy, but he runs extremely hard, runs over people, has the vision and the swiftness and the ability to turn on a dime to make people miss. And he's just tailor-made for this Gophers zone running attack where he uses his vision and runs behind his pads to do it at an elite level. And also, he'll pass Darryl Thompson for the Gopher rushing record for touchdowns this last week. And he's done it in, I think, a season's less worth of games, which is just remarkable to be not only in the conversation with Darryl Thompson, but to be breaking his records in a season worth of less game action. It's just been incredible, and he deserves all the accolades that come to him. I think the Doak Walker Award for best running back in the nation is certainly, you know, attainable. The Heisman, I think, is probably outside of his grasp.
Yeah. It's still fun to talk about it because he has been so good. And coming off the injury a year ago, it's just a feel-good story on a number of levels. Tanner Morgan, a great day, and a lot was made this week. Chris Hotman-Bell out, but the passing attack was terrific. You could argue that Morgan had one of his best days wearing maroon and gold.
Yeah, I mean, he completed nearly 90% of his passes. He threw three touchdowns. He ran for a number of first downs when the options weren't there and the pocket started to collapse. Michigan State tempted the Gophers to throw the ball without Chris Hotman-Bell, and they showed that, you know, their by committee approach can be very, very successful. They had their four, what I look as their top targets, each have three catches. Mike Brown-Stevens had six. Daniel Jackson had two touchdowns. Their backup tight end scored a touchdown. It was just kind of a complete performance. And Tanner has been extremely confident and poised in the pocket. And you can't say enough about how he's kind of picked up where he and Kirk Shiraka left off in 2019.
All right, Andy, any sense where they came out of that game injury-wise? I know they keep it a lot closer to the vest than they do in the NFL, but nevertheless, any thoughts on injuries as they get ready for Purdue Saturday at 11?
No, they've, outside of the Chris Hotman-Bell injury, they've been, you know, remarkably healthy. Axel Rushmeyer, their left guard, he came back to play against Michigan State. Mo had a little bit of an ankle thing, but it was able to come back and play on Saturday. So, yeah, I mean, outside of losing your number one wide receiver, which is still a significant blow, they've been able to stay pretty healthy so far this year.
All right, so the game opened at 9.5. Checked a couple of websites. Now 12.5, so the Gophers pretty big favorites right now going into that homecoming game over at the U Saturday at 11 a.m. Before we run out of time, Andy, I want to bring up Minnesota United FC. It's been a rugged September for the Loons. Wow.
Yeah, they are the coldest team in Major League Soccer at the moment, and they're clinging to the seventh and final playoff spot with two games left to go. It's been, you know, head spinning how much they've been hot and cold this year. You know, they were one of the worst teams in May and June, the absolute literal hottest in a lot of July and August, and now they're cold again. You need to find a way to score goals, and they need to find a way to shore up their defense. With Bekai Debassi's season ending injury, they've really struggled defensively overall. And, you know, when you don't have goal scoring to kind of bridge the gap and create a little bit of insurance, they've been taking it on the teeth lately, and they really need to reverse fortune here starting Saturday at San Jose if they want to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they've had a point since that 2-1 win over Houston on August 27th. So just one point in September, and as you pointed out, rapidly running out of time to get in. And generally it goes down, you know, sorting out the playoffs and, you know, final games of the year. And I think that's worked out beautifully for Major League Soccer. But, boy, disappointing autumn so far for the Loons.
Yeah, you know, Emmanuel Reynoso is really the key player here, and he was suspended for their last game after a really silly yellow card where he reached card accumulation and was suspended for the Kansas City game. And without your best player in this league, in this team, it's really noticeable. So they're able to get him back. Robin Lud, who's one of their best attackers, I think that's where he's going to be the rest of the year. He's coming off a calf injury. They're going to need both of those guys. Like when they had their long playoff run in 2020, their attackers, Reynoso, Molina, who's obviously gone, but they were clicking on all cylinders and really took them to some heights that this club had never been to before. And that's going to be the recipe, I think, that's going to take them either to the playoffs or to not. And they need everything that they can to try to get there at this point.
All right, Andy, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right. There he is, Andy Grittier, covers Golden Gopher football and the Loons for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.